Hello, Ms. M.
Are you ready? Hello.
Are you set?
I'm record. I just hit record. Did the meeting call to order already?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to do it till you were ready.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, Joyce is vacant. I'm sorry. Thank you. Vacant or absent? She's sick. Absent. I'm sorry. Approval of the agenda. Public comment? Correspondence? We had some correspondence from the village attorney. Any issue that's under litigation again, so it will not be up for discussion. Oh, from Christine Mills. I thought that was part of the Parks and Rec minutes from the letter from Christine Mills, who's the manager of the Life Saving Station. Dear trustees, the Parks and Recreation Commission is actively considering whether to hold a Solstice Festival in 2015. We will finalize the decision before January 2015 regular council meeting. Until then, we request that a hold be put on the Life Saving Station in Waterfront Park for June 19th through the 21st, 2014. It has come to our attention that MCL 123.851 specifically allows cities, villages, and townships to expend money for the observance of Veterans, Independence, and Memorial Days, and Diamond Jubilee or Centennial celebrations. It is improper for a unit of government to expend public money for an annual picnic or other celebration that is not specifically authorized by law and does not serve a public purpose. Therefore, if the Solstice Festival is held in 2015, it will be as a fundraiser for the Village Park and the Life Saving Station improvements. The Park and Recreation Commission is reviewing the revenues and expenditures to see how much cost can be reduced and revenue increased at the Solstice Festival. The resulting budget will help determine the specific improvements we can target with the Solstice Festival fundraiser. Sincerely, the Alberta Parks and Rec Commission. CC Village Clerk and Christine Mills. sounds like by the January 2015, is that?
So is there any issue with asking Christine to set aside that weekend until January?
It already is. I'm meeting with Christine this week. Okay, approval of bills. In your packet, there's a list of bills to be approved. Michigan Municipal League dues and legal defense fund, $531. Pioneer Group subscription renewal for Record Patriot, $35.40. DEQ drinking water and municipal assistance, $767.50. No penalty if not paid by the 30th of November, 2014. Michigan Municipal League CDL consortium driver's fee, $70. USA Blue Book parts and supplies for water system, $495.64. Lindsay County Road Commission winter salt delivered, $1,734.91. Lindsay County Chamber of Commerce membership dues, $135. A total of $3,769.45. Anybody have any questions about any of those? Not an entertaining motion to pay.
I'll second.
You're making the motion?
I'm making the motion.
Okay. I'll second. Motion by Ken, second by Holly. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Nay? Motion carried. Okay, old business. I was hoping Ken Body would be here. Chad Hollenbeck was here to talk about the Benzie bus, and he wants to put up a Benzie bus stop and donate signage. They'd love to have shelter. So we have to decide where we want that. I don't expect us to decide tonight, but just food for thought, and I think Ken will probably be more equipped to, you know, give us some leeway on where that should be. And I don't know if they're going to pay for it. I didn't really understand if they're going to pay for it, though. They had to sign, so. Just food for thought. Where would be a good place? Chad had suggested, you know, on Main Street. He thought maybe down by the conundrum. I think that area right there is kind of dangerous. Wouldn't be my recommendation, but I don't know if anybody else has any ideas on that.
I wonder if in front of where they do the farmer's market, and that way they did come up with a shelter that would be facing south, and most winds come from the north, so they would be.
Well, they could pull in there so they'd be off the roadway, you know.
That's what you're interfering with your farm market in the summertime. So you definitely have to keep it closed in for the good learning. Mm-hmm. But it's a good place, it's right between the, probably between the conundrum and the barbershop, isn't it? Be out of the weather.
So,
yeah, that just needs to go on the bar.
Any thoughts on that, Bill?
I'd have to think more of it, but I can't.
So we'll think about that, and then we'll, maybe we'll have Chad come back. I'll call Chad and ask him to come back and give us more particulars on what they need. I think it was kind of vague. Okay, the second thing in the whole business was the pump house.
I've got most of them filed. I took the one that should be stored up to the office, and they're still sitting there in this Kennedy office area. He was going to put them up overhead. I took those and hauled them up there. He's going to leave them out on the floor.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's common?
There's 8 or 10 boxes up there. There's some of the stuff you just have to keep. That's all the sewer.
Mm-hmm.
There's some boxes of junk down there that can be eliminated.
Do you think some of the stuff that really needs to be kept should be brought down here?
Well, we talked about that in the first place.
Right.
But
there's room for
Kenny
boxes and yeah, boxes of them. But
Kenny suggested putting them overhead at the
right
office or his office, and there's plenty of room there, so that's what we figured on doing.
Is there anything we might need to access?
Yes, any old lawsuits.
Yeah, okay.
And any payroll voucher backdated and that's what has to be up above that also.
So they'll just be marked on the outside of the box so we can find
I checked with the lawman and he said we have to check all of it. We have to keep those. There's no limit for the time. We have to keep those vouchers and lawsuits.
Okay. Thanks for working on that, Ken. I know it's a big job. Okay, and then the vacating of Acre Street. Dick, did that information get over to the government center? I know it was over there on vacating Acre Street. There was
it's over there twice.
Yeah.
And the check was made out wrong and they wouldn't honor the check, so tomorrow I'm going back.
Because they needed separate, they just need the check to be different.
Yeah, the check was made out wrong because I was applying for my notary at the same time and they couldn't split the amount.
Oh, okay.
So
needed two checks.
Okay. So that's in their making still yet.
So as soon as that's done, then we need to give me a call. We need to do that.
It's got to be.
Get that signed. So.
Yeah, the taxes come up in the springtime. You think of the difference.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Dick. Okay, agenda. First, I wanted to welcome the new council members.
Yeah, welcome. You have a lady.
Thank you. I was going to have you stand up and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Is there anybody here that doesn't know them? Maybe. Holly? Tell us who you are.
I'm Holly O'Dwyer. I just live on Washington Street with Paul Oliver.
Go.
I think most people know me.
Okay.
You don't live here for a long time.
I talked to Eric Klein and Roxanne and Chris Olson, and they would like to have a sit down with the new council members and kind of bring it up to date on where we are with the deficit elimination plan and the budget stuff. So we will pick a time, and we're kind of at their mercy because they come from out of town. But we'll try to get that scheduled as soon as we can so that you guys can be brought up to date. I just talked to Chris just before I got here tonight. So he asked for email addresses. So I'll get those to him. And he will shoot you guys an email tomorrow to bring you up on the DEP and get you some information there. So you can look at it. He said, feel free to
should we back any questions? You know, they'll be at your disposal, so that would be really helpful. The other thing is, there's a list of stuff that you guys will need. Dick's compiling that list, and the general law handbooks are in the process of being totally redone, so we'll all get new ones. They're not done yet. He was so kind as to put in, I love this cheat sheet. He put in a cheat sheet for Robert's Rules of Order.
Nice.
So you'll have a hard copy, but this kind of streamlines it.
Cool.
Very well. Thanks, Dick, for that. And then you'll get the Freedom of Information Act. Those are the three main pieces of information that you need to really go over. And then there will be the bylaws for Planning Commission and Parks and Rec and all the information for the other entities that we're responsible for as well. And then if you have any more things that you think you need, we'll try to have everything probably within the next 2 weeks. I think that's feasible.
I think I'll want to throw in a few of the meetings then.
Yes. So we'll put that together, and then also, and actually I was going to send that around tonight, a contact. We'll have a contact sheet. So if everybody will just put their name, their phone number, their email address, and their mailing address on this, that would be great. And then I'll make a copy for everybody, and we'll have a copy in the office. Also, I'd like Parks and Rec added to that, Planning Commission, you know, so that everybody knows who the contact people are if somebody asks them a question and they know how to get the answer. Believe it or not, we're not all born knowing. And then the next thing on the agenda, is there any questions about any of that or any more things that you guys think that you'd like to see or training? There's MML information that will be in your packet. You can go online and you'll start an account and they'll give you an account number. So that any questions that you have to MML that you need to get as a trustee, you can get from them. Mary Charles is the main lady that we normally talk to. And then there's a wealth of information always online. The next thing I wanted to discuss was goals for the council that we would like to accomplish. What's your main priorities that you'd like to see? And short term and long term. So, Bill, if I could start with you on that.
Sure. Short term goals. Be to address the DEP. That's, I guess that's a short term option, but if we could get some concrete steps going, it seems as if we're backsliding and not reducing the deficit, we're actually adding to it. Is that correct?
So far, that's how it's looked, yeah.
Right, so yeah, I think that's number one goal is to. With the skids on that. Perhaps another goal would be to upgrade our website. It's pretty inefficient. Mm-hmm. It's hard to navigate and there's not enough information on there. Those are just a couple things. Long term, obviously, to not only reduce our deficit, but have a surplus. Mm-hmm. Would be fantastic.
And it would be really good when you get the copy of the DEP to see where we are and at the end of that, how that's going to play out. to get us back in the red at the end of that. We are really, really going to have to stick with that budget, and it's going to be really tough. Whether, I mean, there's so many things that are factors that we have no control over, but, you know, we're going to have to really stay with the nose to the grindstone on that budget.
Right, and perhaps we could enlist volunteers. Mm-hmm. We all do a little bit. It will help everyone.
Right. Ken, how about you?
Me? Get rid of the debt. I've only got a beer, 2 years. I'm going to try to live in 2.
Okay. Hey, I like the way you think.
Get rid of it. We've got to get rid of it. And no matter how it hurts, you still got to get rid of it. It's, I've been working on it, and I think we got most of the hurt taken care of, but we're raising our water rates, and the least thing I want to see is our tax rate go up. It goes up every year, and as it is, but whatever we have to do to get that deficit down, we have to do it.
Mm-hmm. What about long-term? And what would you like to see?
Long-term, I'd like to see that beach taken care of and a mini pond down there, docks back up it, and renting docks for fishermen. The last year it was operated, it paid about $30,000 into the village.
Was that when the water table was higher, or do you think that wouldn't affect it?
The water table is coming up right now. It's almost as high as it was.
Okay, great.
Finances in order, and that's got to be our number one priority. And I'm glad to see that everybody else feels that way. I agree with the beach. I'd like to see the beach be a DNR trust fund grant and really improve that beach and bring it up to what it could be, because I think that could be actually a revenue enhancer as well. With a lot of different ways with that. I also think that we are property rich and tax poor in this town. And when we got the appraisal on all of our we got little parcels everywhere. They're not worth, Ken said, they're not worth a lot of money when you look at the appraisals, but they're worth a lot to the people in the community. So
I think that's an asset for the village to have public property. We just need that property to pay for itself or to make money in some way, even if it's leasing. You know, there's some of the smaller places down there, you could lease for people to build and get a lease from that and encourage, you know, businesses to come in that area. The South Dune Park has a lot of possibilities. I know we're real limited, but there are things that we can do. Sometimes just people being in town increases the revenue, and there's different things we could do with that park area too.
Also, that property that the Indian owns down there, there's no excuse for them not to keep go down there and clean it up. They own the property, and they don't pay taxes on it. And they own those lots in 22 of the Mavon. It's up to them to come in that area and clean it up. So far, we've got no response from them. And that's all those trees, uprose those trees, and when they were cut down, they cut them down from where the mini park is down, there'd be a clear view of the bay there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's the trail's right through that.
Yeah, but
you know,
the trail's right through there, but the trees are there, and you can't see anything anyway.
Right. Right.
And it's up to them to do it. It's their property. They can come in and clean it up.
Uh-huh.
I'm not
even know if we have a contact number for them anymore. We used to, but their land division dissolved.
Yeah, they change their chief every 2 or 3 years. So. But you might be able to go through the land conservancy and get something from them.
Mm-hmm. And then again, if we put some money into this building, I think we could rent this a lot more. The pavilions for no longer than we had them up for rent. We had good response. We're already getting letters for next year and calls for next year on those. The life-saving station, we had 11 rentals last year. We already have 22 for next year. A lot of Fridays and Saturdays. So that's looking really good. Christy and I had a meeting this week, and she had put in her contract that she would do some fundraising to help improve the building so that it is more rentable. We talked about she's going to do a vendor referral program where she charges them like $50 to be in this referral program for the life-saving station. And the money that she gets from that, she wants to put into having a commercial cleaner come in and do those floors are really bad. She has a punch list that we had in our packet a while back. And then we're also going to host a bridal expo on April 4th and two vendors. So the money for that, then we're hoping to put back into the building to get it ready for the rental season so it looks better.
I think we had
Andy Micklin and the other one, actually we got a bid, it was $500 and some from Dave Baker. He works with Andy at the school.
Yep.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get that done. And what do you guys think about, our council meetings, we always have so much stuff. I didn't put any decision-making stuff on the agenda because I don't think it's fair to bring new people in and say, make a decision on this when you don't know what it is.
But that's what you got here, too. I didn't know that this was coming up again on this. Our attorney fees and this crap that showed up again today. If we have to even have a special meeting to do those things, that we should do it rather than try to do 100 different articles. We had 2 or 3 meetings worth of items that we had to come up with a different and special meeting for because we had so many of them. And if we can consolidate some of that stuff, it'd be much better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming down down here at 7 o'clock and don't leave here until 10 o'clock, I'm not ready. By the time that time, we're pulling here.
Right, I agree. Well, what do you think about when we have a meeting, you know, we try to get through as much business stuff as we can, but would you guys be willing to do a workshop once a month or once every 2 months where everybody comes down and just work with their colleagues and brainstorm and not to pay for it? I mean, as a volunteer, and, you know, we don't all come, but I'd certainly be willing to volunteer my time to do things, like when we talk about the mini pond, we talk about some of our goals that we have to see, like Bill said about getting volunteers, do that, you know, and not have that be a part of a council meeting. That's a whole separate work, because we can do a workshop as a council. You know, we can have our quorum, as long as we post it as a public meeting or a public workshop.
Yeah, you can have a committee meeting anytime.
Right. So, what do you guys think about that?
Yeah, committee meetings, home, just fine. A committee meeting that can take on any subject there is.
Right. But
hash it out before we have a meeting so we know that we're not going to come down here and disagree or agree or disagree to what was going on.
Well, plus it gives the public a chance,
yeah,
you know, to talk about it,
yeah,
in a meeting where, you know, when we make a decision,
yeah,
our public comments in the end. So that's kind of,
yeah, we need to know what you're doing, period.
Right.
But I was a little set back on this.
Yeah.
Here.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. I'd like to have one in December. And if you want to do it like a week before or 2 weeks before the council meeting and kind of set up a date where it's that every month, and then those that want to come, those that don't, if you can and you have other things, that's fine. And then we pick like an agenda. Something, you know, we pick a project or something that we want to do, or, you know, and post it so that people know why they're going to come, or if they want to come or don't want to come, including council people, you know, so if there's something like we want to brainstorm over the mini con and, you know, what we want to do, then we do it at that meeting. And then when we have our council meeting, we kind of know how everybody feels, including, like Ken said, you know, we can hash it out at that meeting and not hash it out at a public consultation. That would be a little bit better. The village can't afford to pay for all these special meetings. We just don't have the money. It's not in our office of elimination.
But if you have committee meetings or workshop, you can have it. I mean, you know.
Right.
And I'd like to have a meeting with our DEP people, so that everybody, you know, in sync with it.
Yeah, okay. Well, they're just waiting for a phone call, so maybe that should be the first meeting that we meet with the DEP people.
And we should have our clerk there with us, and he should be there.
Okay. Well, I'll find out what works for them, and then I'll contact everybody. Ken, the easiest way to get a hold of you is telephone, correct?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can call my cell phone or the house phone.
Uh-huh. Will you put your cell phone down here?
I don't want to put it down, but I don't have to do that, but I will call.
I know. We never call our cell phone, so.
That's the same number all the time, but I don't know. But the thing is, I don't let it out, so they should ask for it.
Any other thoughts on workshops?
Does the location have to be specific? Could it be here? Could it be in Mayfair? Does it matter? Could they be outdoor in the summer?
Mm-hmm. I don't know why not. It's not an official meeting.
That would be fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, I think, have better ideas, more ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it'll depend on what we're going to accomplish, so yeah.
Do snacks, even
possible mm-hmm.
fish.
Especially when it's nice. It'd be nice
yeah.
to be outdoors. And one of one of the things that would be nice to do too is to, maybe when it's nicer, we need to take a look at our village assets as a group. I mean, some people haven't been in all our buildings. And I know Janie said she hasn't been in the life saving station. So, you know, maybe assess what we actually do have. You know, this is our, well, have Kenny lead the way. This is our park, this is Veterans Park, that, you know, this is what we have. You know, we have all this property behind this building, or we have that ball diamond. We have stuff that, you know, we can do around and assess that and maybe think about what we'd like to do with that, those properties and how we can make money.
Our park, you know, that we could be giving out at the office or something. I mean, if a diagram, we could start with this park and go down each one mark and where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Just some little schematic. And that would, you know, when people want to know where something is, there it is.
Yeah. Can we get the signs on each of the park? The tenfold sign, I think, is done. It's just not up yet. Each party be one?
Yeah.
Well, the same way with our landlord, you know, when you go here and do the park, nobody knows where that is. They stop out here in the street and they drive right past the sign.
Yeah. Okay, committee positions. Well, we all know what the committees are because they're in the department reports. My thought on committee positions is that by the next council meeting, if you want to be on a committee, then it would be nice to know what committees people want to be on. And we want the best people for that committee. Our budget, finance, and audit committee is the most important committee right now. And to put people on it that don't know what they're, and I'm not saying that people don't know what they're doing that's been on in the back. I'm saying it's a very important committee.
That is very important. I mean, you need the ones that really are interested in it.
And then have the time, because that was a little bit more time consuming. So, and I went through the charter, I went through the general law village book, I asked Chris Olson when I talked to him on the phone, and I've asked Eric Klein if everybody on our committees have to be council members. They do not. So we have a lot of talented people in this community. Maybe they don't want to be on the council, but maybe they'd be willing to serve on a committee. So, you know, I was wondering what you guys thought about putting that out there and seeing if we could kind of bring in some other people so, you know, seven people don't have to do everything. There's a lot of work to be done. And, you know, if we can embrace the community and their talent, then I would like to do that.
Absolutely.
You know, so maybe each committee has a council person as the chair. And then the other people could be from the community. So if you guys would think about that, come to the next meeting, maybe talk to some people out in the community and see who would like to do what and see what their qualifications are. If we could come up with kind of an application for that, for us as well as the community, that would be helpful. I'll try to come up with a description, or anybody can. You'd be the one to come up with a description for the Blue and the Fire Board, because Lord knows you know those better than anybody. I'll try to come up with budget and finance from Eric and Chris. I'm not going to try to make something up. Another really important committee that we have to get done is our policy and procedure and internal control. Our main ones that are oversight for the office are done. You know, we were able to get those done last year. But in general, a policy and procedure on an employee handbook needs to be done. There's some people out in the community that would be really good at that too. So, any thoughts on that?
Yeah. There's several people in town that want to do that kind of stuff. Once you set up the policy, you know, you gotta be agreed with the council. You need to let everybody know. You gotta abide by it. If we got a procedure going, we have a policy, we need to abide by it.
Bill, what's your thoughts on that?
About the PPIC or?
No, about committees, committees, a way to set up.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea to enlist the community more than we have.
And then?
So how do we let the people know that that's what we want to do?
Well, if we can come up with an application, so we can kind of do that a little bit via email, and then Ken, you can just...
You make sure that you know what's going on.
Then we can, I'll put stuff in your box, and you put stuff in mine. If you can come up with a application, or if you know people, you know about Blue and Fireboard, so if you can take care of putting that, you only need, I don't know, one more person?
Yeah, just two, that's all we need.
Okay. So that would free, because right now, there's you and Joyce.
Yeah.
And I don't know of anybody on this board that's going to know more about Blue and Fireborn than you. So that would free Joyce up to head up another committee and kind of take advantage of her, you know, knowledge in her field. So
I'll talk to her and see if she wants to stay on, and she'll, you know, find something else there. So there's a lot of people that, you know, we have, of course, Jim Gilch was on a lot of years, Charlie Hendershot was on a lot of years. But the fire board is more important than anything, though. The Blue takes care of itself pretty well. But the fire board, with the fund that we're going to have, that's going to make a big difference for everybody. Not how it's going to be operated, it won't be operated any differently, but finances will be different.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, when we find out how much money is going to come in for that, we don't know whether we're going to have an additioner on the fire board. Finances, but I do know that out there, and we have the Renaissance. It's going to be over in a couple of years out there at Graceland, and that should add quite a lot more to the income of the township. So we should be in good shape as far as the fire department concerned and the first responders. I seen the first responders a week ago again. One of my neighbors fell ill, and they were all there, and they took care of the job. It's very important to have them here.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll put together kind of a definition of committee, so to speak.
Well, you put together what you want, what you're expecting, and then let us follow through.
Okay, and then I could... And then application. We have an application. I looked at it, but is at the post office now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really define anything. You know, it just says, you know, would you like to be part of these committees, but it doesn't really say what the committees are. And so if we could kind of do that, and anybody wants to help with that application, that would be great too. We'll just kind of shoot emails back and forth and say, maybe they are. have a workshop, that's a great place to talk about it. And, I mean, we all know people in the community, so if you get your definition, and then you, you know, if you know somebody that you want to hand an application to, then we'll try to get that out, you know, as soon as we can. I said those two are big. The grant committee, planning commission, that's pretty much all. Employee relations, municipal buildings. So those are all
very important.
Very important. And for one person or two people or, you know, council people to try to be on three committees, we just spread our stuff in and then the job doesn't get done as well as it could be. So, and if there's any one of these that any of you guys would like to head up to make the definition or, you know, look for people and, you know, just to assign people that maybe don't want to do it or aren't qualified. Well, when you think about where we're at right now financially with this village, we are, I mean, we're a small village, but we could still lose the village, you know? And there's a lot of misconception over there that if we disincorporate, we just automatically get taken by Frankfurt, and that is not true. We fold automatically in the Gilmore County. You know, I guess the question to the village at large is, do you want to remain a village? Is this village, can we financially sustain this village? And does everybody want to? You know, so personally, I think this village is well worth it. And I'm willing to work really hard to do it. I think we can do it. It's been done for years. And, you know, I think we have potential to just get better. But I'm one person in one vote, so we, you know, we really need to have the whole community, we need to know what they want, and we have to accept that, no matter what it is. You know, we're their voice, but we need to get out there and find out what they want. Okay, so that brings us to the next agenda item, the library building.
What have you done about that? They haven't done any results on that test yet.
I have not heard one thing about it.
It would be a while.
So,
they took some of the reports on the law. It would be a while.
Well, I think it's a couple things, and I don't want to ruffle feathers, and I don't want to bring up gray matter, but there needs to be a letter of intent. We as a council decided to sell the library, put signs up, they were taken down, they need to go back up. It's not just a given that we're going to sell that building to them and that we're going to wait for the grant money. I think that we need to put the sign back up. And we had talked about, in our DEP, we talked about the amount of money for the sale of that library is $60,000. We have more than that, you know, we'll have more than that into that. We have a survey, we have an appraisal. You know, I don't know how much money will be involved in reporting fees and cost of an actual sale, but do we want to put a price, like a price on that, that I don't even know, they're talking about getting a grant, but what they're even asking for. But we need to put a price out there to make sure that we cover all of our costs.
I wouldn't do anything. DNR, because you never know what will happen. If we sold it to somebody in the event
did they even ask permission to go for that? That testing?
Probably the township asked to do that before they bought it. We need to go to the township meeting and find out if it was enough.
Well.
That's our fault because we're not going to.
Well, they should come to us. They're the ones doing all that. It's our building.
Another thing is, there's a lot of money tied up in the cell tower. And when we tear it down, we'll have to replace it with anything. So that's another thing we have to look at. Because that's how we have to do.
So is this on the website, saying that there's a building for sale?
No, I don't think so.
I don't want to visit.
That's a good question.
A lot of stuff is, but a lot of places in Alberta on the website. Last one, true.
Well, if we're going to put it on the website, we need to have a price of some, we need to have information ready if somebody calls.
That's right. That's what I said. I would hold off until we found out the result of the course selling because if it's a negative, you can't sell it anyway.
So who's doing this court thing?
The DNR comes in and do that when they have any thoughts of, see, this is all brownfield. I mean, it wouldn't cost anybody to come and bought it to dig up tanks or anything else, or old concrete or old dirt or something in there. But you have to know if that's going to involve anything or not.
Well, I think somebody from the township should come to the next council meeting to answer questions about that.
That's a question. Requested from the township. Carl, she'd be here before, but I think this request probably our next council meeting.
Because that was one of the things we got a response from the Mr. Harlan from the Treasury Department looking at our DEP, and he wanted to know what was going on with that.
Yep.
So we need an answer for him.
We can.
We have one.
See, we got. We know from that from the year or anything. Yeah, if you can, if within the request, they did present here our next call.
So does the seller pay for that? Did we?
No, they come in and do it. They like their.
They ordered it. They're paying for it. We shouldn't have it. Well, we already.
Not that. They don't cost you anything for them coming in. They just come in and if they're requested to do it. And they had six trucks here, not 100 people. I mean, if that's all they got to do, let me tell you, I'd like to have a job like that. They spent 3 days here, six trucks, and I don't know how many people were involved, but they were. Went through the library building and everything else. So,
could someone call the DNR and ask how long this is going to take and did it pass?
I don't know whether Kenny got the address of the. The people was here or not. I hope he did.
I'm too sure he knew they were coming. I'll have Mary call the township. Dick, call the township. I forget. Roles have changed. Call the township and ask them about the testing that was done, I thought it was DEQ or DNR.
Who ordered the testing?
Pardon me?
Who ordered the testing?
Evidently Gilmore.
Gilmore.
Mm-hmm.
We're not paying for it.
No. Okay, I don't work like Gilmore, I'll call Carl.
Yeah, that'd be better if you call him in the afternoon. You know, if you get home by 4 o'clock.
So hopefully it won't. You'll move that along.
Yeah, we'll get the street.
And then the next next thing is the request for proposal from the mini pond. The reason I put that on there was I've been doing some research, and if the community at large, we don't even know, I can't see any proof that we can sell that mini pond. I would have to see a clear deed. Even if it did go, if it's a legal park, it has to go as a referendum on the ballot. And even if it went as a referendum on the ballot, we could still do, they said yes, the village at large said yes, sell it. We could do that in a request for proposal form. And I did a lot of research on that, and you can pretty much put it out there for bid, and then you put a price, you can put a minimum price, and then they can bid. They tell you what they want to do with it, how many people it's going to employ. I mean, it's a pretty in-depth request. And then you have a committee that decides whether if you want to sell it to anybody, if anybody meets your needs or not. So I think at the very least, if that did happen, and we did, have to sell it or the village wanted to sell it, that would be something we certainly want to think about so that we would have control over who got that. And I put some numbers together. If we kept it, our DEP says that it's 170,000 to 180,000 dollars, depending on how long it took to sell. And it come out to like $45,000 a year that we would need that property to make up the difference of that. Because that is a big portion of our deficit elimination plan. So that's another thing we need to put our thinking caps on. And when you break that down to the month, it's really not that much money. I mean, like you said, if we could get a grant, which I will be looking hard and heavy to put our municipal marina back,
yeah,
and rent docks,
the docks and dredging, and
there was some talk about,
we could do it.
Yeah, I think that if we could show the state that we could make long-term money on that it not, maybe we couldn't make $180,000 in 4 years, but maybe we could make close to that, and then it would be an ongoing income source. That would be much better than a one-time sale. We got that, and then we're done. So just food for thought. Any other thoughts on that?
No, I think just keep an eye on it, too. I'd like to see, before we did anything, I'd like to see those Indians bring up that area there. They've got approximately about 1,500 feet.
Well, we have to answer the state on the mini pond. So, put your thinking caps on.
On the mini pond, that, like I said, that, I don't know how you could possibly sell it, no matter what we did.
Well, then let's...
waterfront property.
Then let's get...
But it's a bay. It's a navigable water. You can't sell it.
Well, could you get some proof on that? I mean, would you look into that,
absolutely,
please? Yeah. Because we have to have, us just saying that isn't going to make it for the state. They're going to want something in writing. So if you could look that up, Ken, that'd be awesome. And whether or not it's a, if it's a park, that it has to be on the ballot, too. I mean, those would be two things. If we can't sell it, all we need is that piece of paper.
Well, if the people say you can't sell it, I guess you can't do anything.
Yeah. Well, then we got to come up with a plan B, because we need, bottom line, in order to get that DEP down, we need that $180,000.
Yeah,
so we need to figure out a way. If we're not going to do it with the mini pond, we have to figure out a way to do it. And that's a pretty big, donation to pass around. Okay, department reports, we had talked about everybody just submitting their reports. Ken Bonney was going to submit Monday night for the DPW. He did not.
president's report, I pretty much already said that. I met with Christy Mills, talked to Chris on the phone. Only been a day, so. The treasurer's report, we have a report in here. Did anybody have it on our expenses? Revenues and expense report is in here. Much easier to read nowadays. We have the original budget, amended budget, year-to-date actual, current month, and covered year-to-date. And then you have your the balance of the budget that we've spent and where we go with that. So this is a really nice tool for newbies too, to kind of see where the village spends its money and where the village gets its money. And if you have any questions on any of this stuff, you can, you know, contact the office, either one of them actually. I think Dick knows an awful lot about this stuff too. And then as far as the committee heads, we're going to have new ones, so. The new ones aren't here to do. I didn't get any reports handed in, there wasn't anything in the packet, so. Parks and Rec is here. If somebody from Emily or Kathy, if you guys want to expand upon anything with Parks and Rec, or pretty good numbers here.
I mean, well, I was going to talk about the Christmas tree sale during public comment, but I guess I could just do it now. We're having a Christmas tree sale again.
All right.
It's the fourth year, and we're having it down at the pavilion in the Mini Pond Park. And it's going to be, we have 30 trees, and we're going to sell them. We're not going to have a price difference between the Fraser firs and the blue spruces this year. They're all just going to be $30. And it's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sundays only, starting Black Friday. And on Black Friday, it'll be from 1 to 7. And then after that, Friday is going to be 5 to 7, and Saturday and Sunday are going to be 1 to 5. And we're going to have a warming station, and we're going to sell cocoa.
Merchandise.
Oh yeah, and merchandise. Yeah, we're gonna have we're gonna have some of the leftover shirts and things will be for sale too there. So a little bit more of an opportunity to, you know, generate some revenue, be like a little storefront area. And we do need some more volunteers. I put a sign up sheet in the post office for volunteers. So if can you guys think of anybody who might be willing to do that? I promise it's going to be warm. Like Eric Pine and I are working on a place where it will be warm and you will not not in your car. Like you won't have to sit there with your car running. Like if you can stand in a place, it will be out of the wind.
Uh-huh.
And you'll be warm and you can have a cup of cocoa for free if you volunteer. If you can think of anybody who might be mm-hmm. willing to do it, the shifts are not so bad this year. Uh-huh. I mean, so it's
depending on the number of volunteers you get.
Depending on the number of volunteers, yeah. So, I mean, if you can refer people to me or have them go to the post office and sign up in a slot or whatever. But and Bill O'Dwyer is going to pick up the trees on Wednesday, and I'm going to go with him to do that, and then I have to get the signs out of the pump house and install those and get the snow fencing, which I assume is also in the pump house. I think it is, right? The snow fencing?
Yes.
For, like, locking it down. And we're going to get some, I'm going to donate some solar-powered Christmas lights that'll be on the signs, you know, so to draw more attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from the road and that kind of stuff. So hopefully we can make, you know, clear $400 or more. Would be nice.
Good. And then always the kickoff too.
It's nice.
Get it out there, you know.
Yeah.
I wanna offer up for anybody in the village too, in businesses, but also residents, a decorating contest this year. Almost want to eliminate Ken and Linda, but I won't. I would just really like to see it all festive, so I would love to have the town all done like Whoville.
Yeah.
But whatever they wanted to do would be fine. And I was thinking about anybody who wanted to be in on the contest. It cost you $10. We put $10 in the envelope and winner take all at the end.
Nice.
And I don't know who would judge. I figure probably, you know, I don't know, a little like kid. I'll pick some random person off the street. I don't care. But just to kind of encourage people to really decorate up. And you guys always do the tree area, and that's always fun. And you can rebuild that up pretty easily. So just put it out there and tell everybody CNM if you would put that on the...
Yeah.
On the Alert Alert. That
that's
would be
a really
awesome.
Nice idea. I like that a lot. Yeah.
And
there's the end of season farmers market report, which is pretty comprehensive, and it'll hopefully set us up so we need some grant money to expand the farmers market or do anything with the Temple Park. We may be able to use that as fodder. There's also the Alberta New South 2015 plans.
Yeah, it looks like you'll be a lot of work on this stuff.
Yeah. And Andy Bollinger will be the project manager for the Bridge in South.
Okay.
I like that Kathy on my side.
Or Edna. We're calling her Edna now.
Well, that's what she said. Where's Edna Park? I'm like, I don't know. And then I was like, oh, that's Alberta Duke. And everybody gets a name in this town. That's cool.
Doesn't it make you like it more?
Yeah.
In a weird way? Yeah.
Yeah, Alberta Duke's name.
Awesome.
Yeah,
this is
very
kind.
You live next to Edna.
Yeah.
She's
like,
how does he even know?
Yeah. The birth of Edna.
Okay. Great. So if you have any questions on those, you can shoot me an email or give me a call. Or ask me a question.
Well, I was sure, and I thought, you know what? Not only are all the figures here, the breakdown and the way you've done it is, I mean, oddly weird. I am not a bad person, so my hat's off to you. Glad to see we had such a successful year with the farmer's market.
Yeah, so, you know, we made money, a little bit of money, although farmer's market's not a property, maybe a venture. And I'm working on the solstice report. That's one of our things. So again, solstice did make money this year.
Okay, takes us to public comment. Everybody should say something. Buddy?
I got another one if
okay.
No one else does. Okay, I already did the tree sale. Jinx, I'm really happy to hear what you had to say about the mini pond park, because that's a big concern of mine too. Like thank you for doing research into that issue. And I like the way you're thinking about it. I mean, I think that, for me, I think that's like my favorite park, and it has so much potential. And anyway, if you need any help with anything in connection with that, I definitely am interested in. And one of the reasons why we moved the Christmas tree sale to that park was that we wanted to generate more traffic and more interest and more notice for that. And And also, thanks so much to Kathy for all the work that she's been doing to clarify things and clean things up with Park and Rec and with other things. It's been just a tremendous help. And that farmer's market report, Sue Oslin makes some recommendations, you know, for ways to improve the farmer's market. And I think there's some really good ideas there. And of course, you know, we can't have a farmer's market, which is such a huge asset to our community, like beyond what the dollars it generates. It's just such a, we're known all over the state for that farmer's market.
Right.
It really is a wonderful market.
Yeah, and it's really unique, and people do comment on it all the time about how it's the best.
Yeah.
No.
It's really well run. It's a true farmer's market, and it's just a perfect layout. It's just perfect. I had a quick question. I was just wondering if I should say in the minutes, is there a reason for Jeannie's absence? Do we know? Or?
She's out of state. Yeah, she had a commitment that she already committed to.
Okay.
Prior to the meeting.
So she's like, you guys, it's like an excused absence or whatever. It's not. Okay. Right. So I guess tell everybody to come to the tree sale and buy their tree from Albert.
And get warm.
And get warm.
Thanks, so.
Thanks.
Thank you for all your hard work, Kathy, because I know, not only are you building your house yourself, you're helping to build a community at the same time. That's a multitasker. Multitasker at her best. Anybody else? Lois, maybe? No?
Just walking.
That's awesome. That's the best.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.